Finally today, with the Winter Olympics just weeks away, we take a look at a surprising economic effect of the Games. A new study finds that the Olympics can depress stock market activity in countries that win gold medals. Jessica Wang is lead author of that study and a lecturer in accounting and finance at Nottingham Trent University. Jessica, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's very nice to be here.
What prompted you to look into the relationship between the Olympics and specifically winning gold medals at the Olympics and the stock market?
Well, basically the one reason behind it is that we understand the Olympic Games have a feel-good impact on the general economic conditions and the market. So we were just so interested to know that if actually this feel-good factor can affect the stock market performance. So if the good mood can boost the stock market, or the good mood or bad mood will depress the stock market. But the result is very surprising.
Yeah, in fact, that's exactly what I would have expected when I first saw the headline. I thought, oh, okay, so winning gold medals is going to be great for the economy. And you found just the opposite.
Yes, the people are happy, the investors are happy, and the people who view the Olympics are also very happy. But this mood is not transmitted into the stock market because they are too busy watching the television. Investment activity are neglected.
So people are just too distracted by the Olympics to be bothered trading stocks.
Yeah, so that as a result, the trading volume will decrease after the winning a gold medal. And especially for the United States, the trading volume will decrease 24% after the winning a gold medal.
24% for one gold medal? Does it go up with more gold medals? I mean, if the U.S. has a good day and we win six gold medals, is the stock market pretty much closed the next day?
No, it's not a trading volume will go into the zero. It's the on average during the last 4 years of Olympic Games. And after winning a gold medal, the on average, the U.S. market is going to drop on 24%.
Jessica Wang is a lecturer in accounting and finance at the Nottingham Trent University, lead author of a new study linking Olympic gold medals to depressed stock market activity. All right, Jessica, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that's our show. Tune in next week for a look at a new trend in this year's midterm elections: scientists running for office. Until then, you can connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. We're Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. Thanks for listening.
Living Lab Radio is produced by WCAI in Woods Hole and WGBH Radio in Boston. It's produced by me, Elsa Partan, and Heather Goldstone is executive producer. Funding for Living Lab Radio comes from the Candida Fund, investing in transformative leaders and ideas. Theme music by Stellwagen Symphonette.